Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, tell us about the secret Norm MacDonald stand-up special.
This is, I think, kind of an amazing story. Norm MacDonald passed away last September, and it turns out that he recorded a one-hour, one-take comedy special in his living room while he was going through cancer treatment, the cancer that ultimately took his life. This was all revealed by his former writing partner, who said that he had been working on this privately and secretly while he was going in for cancer treatment. And he told his writing partner that if anything happens, that, you know, he wanted to leave this. This was all right in the middle of the pandemic, so he couldn't go to, you know, clubs to work out the material the way stand-up comedians do. He just did it right in his living room, literally. And it's going to be on Netflix. They announced that they will be airing it starting on May the 30th, and it will also include fellow comedians who admired Norm MacDonald greatly: Adam Sandler, Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Dave Chappelle, David Spade, Molly Shannon, all part of this really what now will be final tribute to Norm MacDonald that he himself titled Norm MacDonald, Nothing Special. I think it's exactly the opposite of that.
Yeah, he was such a funny man.
I cannot wait to see that. And, you know, from the perspective also of, he knew he was fighting cancer at this point. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he talk about it? I have seen him talking about cancer in the past before we knew that he was in this battle. You know, he would joke about it and add some interesting quips about it, but he was in the throes of the battle at that point, so it's going to be very interesting what his perspective is on everything at that point.
Yeah, he'd make jokes about it, but nobody really knew what was going on, did they?
Mm-mm, not until he passed away. He kept his battle completely private. But there's a stand-up piece that's on social media where he talks about, he wonders if when a person dies, does the cancer die with them, or does the cancer continue growing? It's irreverent, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But that's what Norm MacDonald did.
Yep. Let's get to the breaking baby news this morning.
Baby news this morning. Let's see. We've got stories about all kinds of babies, one of them coming from Kelly Osbourne, the 37-year-old daughter of Ozzy and Sharon, has announced that she will be having her very first child. She is marking her, I don't think she's married to her boyfriend right now, but he is, he and she, Sidney George Wilson is his name. They are expecting their first child, so congrats to them.
And at the other end of life, a retirement announcement from the music world.
Yes, and I'm sad to I'm glad that they're going to be relaxing finally after 60 years of making incredible music. The legendary OJs have announced that they will be retiring. They're going to go on one final tour, just to say goodbye and to say thank you to all of their friends. But original members of the group, Eddie LaVert and Walter Williams, will be part of this final tour, as will Eric Nolan Grant, who joined the group about 20 years ago. And, you know, the OJs giving us songs like For the Love of Money and Love Train and, you know, their list of hits going back to the early 70s goes on and on. I was on a red carpet for the Eddie Murphy movie Dolomite a couple of years ago. And, you know, we're on this, you know, red carpet. So, you know, red carpets are awful. People think they're fantastic. They're crowded. They're hot. They're disorganized. They're a mess.
Too many entertainment reporters in one place.
There are too many entertainment reporters in this world. We need to thin the herd out a little bit. But all of a sudden, this music started playing at the end of the red carpet. And I look down there, and it's the OJs. And they're performing live for Eddie Murphy on this red carpet. And it was just so much fun listening to these guys who are, you know, well into their 70s and 80s, I suppose, still doing these great, great, great songs and creating great music. So I'm sorry to see that they're retiring. I'm glad to see they're retiring and can relax a little bit at the same time.
I saw them live years and years ago at an Oprah Christmas party. Don't ask me how I got in, but they were fantastic. What a great, talented group.
Backstabbers, their first number one song.
Yeah.
Backstabbers.
It's going to be a good weekend to get out and about, and let's find out what's on Dean's list.
Yeah, well, we've got tons of things going on this weekend, talking about legends in music like the OJs. We also have in town this weekend the legendary Temptations. They will be performing at the Hard Rock Casino out in Hammond, Indiana for the weekend, and you can catch them, their performances on Saturday. Sean Colvin, singer-songwriter, going to be at the Space in Evanston on Saturday, and Chicago's very own Michael McDermott at the City Winery on Saturday. Jesse McCartney, the actor who has turned singer, playing at the Park West on Saturday. And Bob, I know I'm going to see you at the Peter Noon concert, Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, Sunday at the Arcata Theater.
He's here every year. He plays a lot of summer shows, and he's always good.
He's full of energy. He's hilarious. And, you know, songs like I'm Into Something Good and Henry VIII and all of their great songs are still a lot of fun to hear. Also, this weekend for some laughs, we've got comedian Sheng Wang. He's going to be putting out his first Netflix special a little later on this year, but you can catch him at the Improv all weekend long. And for new movies this weekend, there's really only one major release, and that is the latest adaptation of Stephen King's Firestarter. It was made into a movie back in 1984, starring Drew Barrymore back in the day. The story is very similar. This little girl who inherits her father's psychic abilities, along with the power to start fires with her eyes. And a secret government organization finds out about her. They're trying to kidnap her to harness and to control her powers. Unfortunately, could have used a little more fire in this movie. It's not a bad movie. It's really just kind of average. Average story, average performances, average engagement with the audience. Zac Efron stars as the father in this movie, Sidney Lemon. Young Ryan Kiara Armstrong is the little girl this time in this book. Not really breaking any new ground, but, you know, if you're a Stephen King fan, you might want to check this out. I gave it a Dean's List C+. It is both in theaters and also on the Peacock streaming service right now.
And then on the radio on Dean's Sunday Show, something special to celebrate the 100th anniversary of WGN.
Yeah, well, I found out, first of all, Bob, next Thursday, which is the actual 100th anniversary, I'm going to be down there with you all morning. We're going to be doing all of our TV segments from WGN Radio.
Wait a minute. I got to shave and shower.
Has this been cleared with you? I don't know.
Put on a shirt?
Well, I don't know about all that.
Thursday?
That's how I do my show. Fans of the Sunday show know I enjoy a nice shirtless Sunday morning, no matter what. Sorry for that visual image while you're having breakfast out there this morning. Yes, but Thursday morning I'll be down there with you, and kind of getting ready to celebrate the anniversary. So I thought, since I am approaching my 30th year on WGN Radio, which I came to the realization the other day, it just doesn't seem like it could possibly be that long, but it has been. And we've had a number of amazing guests, a number of amazing moments, lots of different things that have happened both on my own show on Sunday And when I've filled in for others, we've had spectacular guests on the show. We've had, you know, really funny moments. The one that people ask me about all the time is when literally before one show, within half an hour before the show started, every single guest on the show canceled. For a variety of reasons, everybody canceled. So, you know, I thought, you know, we'll have some fun with that. So I went on the air saying, if there are any celebrities listening, I really need some guests today. Everybody canceled. And, you know, people were calling in, listeners were calling, doing impressions of celebrities for trying to get a full interview on the show. And in my ear, my producer tells me Drew Carey is on line 5. And I thought it was somebody doing an impression of Drew Carey, so I made the guy wait forever before I went to line 5 and talked to the guy. And when I did, it really was Drew Carey. Back in those days, WGN Radio used to be piped into the Disney hotels in Orlando, Florida, and Drew Carey happened to be listening. And he heard that all my guests canceled, and he said, I'll call in and help this guy out.
Nice.
And we had like a half an hour conversation. After he goes, why did you keep me on hold for such a long time? So we'll share that and some amazing A-list interviews that we've had, and we're going to have some fun remembering my 30 years, nearly 30 years of the 100 of good old WGN Radio.
Sunday, what time are you going to be doing all that?
Starting at 9 o'clock. We're going to sprinkle it throughout the show.
All right. I hope you play your old interview with Al Jolson. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was, not politically correct these days with him and all that, but
we'll do a little editing on
that's
it.
That's another story.
A good version of Mammy doesn't go over as well today as it once did.
Be listening tomorrow. Sunday. That's when we'll be listening.
That's right.
And I'll start getting the clothes ready for next Thursday
please
morning.
Do. Please
Thank
do.
You very much, Dean.